Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Rob and Kristen Smith have been with us here on this program before. They call themselves Carrington K, and they perform out of Roanoke, Virginia. Their act began as a duo and have added a few musicians over the years. They now appear as a four-piece, which makes their sound more rich and more full and gives them that deeper Americana flavor, which is something they've strived for. Rob and I talk about their music and the work on their latest album that should be out very soon on this edition of Americana Music Profiles. Well, hi, Rob. Welcome to the podcast this afternoon.
Hey, Greg. Happy to be back again. It's good to talk to you as always.
Yeah, absolutely. We've done this a couple times, and so I'm glad to get a chance to catch up with you again and hear what you and Kristen have been up to. And so bring me up to speed. It's been about a year since we've talked. Tell me what's new. What's been going on with you guys?
Yeah, it's been about a year, and you know, we try to add a new band member every year. We'll probably be up to a full band strength here in a couple of years, but we're now playing as a quartet most of the time.
Yeah.
We've added a bass player, Eric Collinsworth, and we had added, you know, started out as a duet, and then added Kurt Baker on dobro, and now we've added Eric Collinsworth. So we're kind of getting a full band sound, and we're real happy with the chemistry that you know, everybody is finding, you know, with the music and everybody working together right now.
How long has it been since you added the bass?
I'm going to say probably around a year. We probably had Eric about a year now.
Okay.
And, you know, it was a real easy fit when he came in. Eric's a super talented guy, and he has, you know, he fits just as well in the, you know, in the symphony that, you know, as he does an Americana group, as he does you know, big band. He does work in all types of genres, and he's very well versed in any type of music, and you know, just a really good ear for you know, what the music needs, and you know, a great musician. And so he fit in right away, and you know, but as we've played over the last year, we have certainly gelled as a group, and you know, it's kind of like a, you know, breathing, kind of like a living, breathing, you know, relationship now, where we kind of know what, you know, everybody kind of knows, you know, the cracks to play in and the places not to play. And, so that's working real good, and we're happy to have them.
So everybody, for those folks that didn't hear us chat the last time, maybe don't know you guys, you and Kristen started out as a duo, and kind of were leaning in that singer-songwriter kind of feel. I've listened to some of your newer music, and you're kind of shifting gears. It feels like a little more to the Americana grassy folk side. Am I getting that feel right?
Sure. Yeah. And what you've heard, I think, would certainly, you know, lead you to believe that. It's definitely adding Eric, you know, has kind of shifted us in a new direction. And, you know, the new album is, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of diverse, but we do have, you know, some elements of that in it. And I think that stuff has always been there in the spirit of the, you know, music we write. But just having the instrumentation and the chemistry between all of us, you know, kind of leaned us in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, you know, it's really fun, and, you know, it's very natural, I think. I think that's where the music's always been. It just, it's kind of taken you know, its own form now, and sounds like it's really, you know, heading that way.
How has the adjustments or has it changed the type of venues that you guys get to play in as a band?
Well, that's you know, that's a, you know, another, you know, challenge all in of itself. You know, the larger group, we find that now since we are a quartet, you know, it affords you lots of, I'm not going to say luxuries, but it opens up a lot of doors for you. And so, you know, we're getting to do bigger festivals and, you know, you can fill up a, you know, a bigger stage than you could with just two people right. or three people. And, you know, so we're getting more of those types of gigs. And, you know, just it adds so much that it kind of opens doors to different venues than we, you know, have played in the past. And, you know, we're fortunate. We've got lots of, you know, venues and partners that we've worked with that have kind of, stuck through us from the duet stage and are still, you know, a lot of those listeners and venues are very, you know, musician and artist friendly. So they've kind of stuck with us and, you know, we still work in most of those places, but, we're happy that, you know, being a quartet has opened up a lot of, you know, bigger stages and opportunities for us.
Are you still doing some gigs as a duo?
Well, you know, the ever-present problem is musicians, you know, making the financials work.
Yeah, right.
That's always something to think about. And, you know, sometimes people just don't have the budget for the trio or the, you know, the quartet. And, you know, we just want to get the music out there. So if they don't have the budget for some, you know, things we do is duets. Still, and some we might do as a trio and just try to sell a lot of merch and, you know, find some other ways to, you know, to add value to the customer. But we do everything, you know. Some people just want something very quiet over in the corner for a, you know, small listening room or something. And some people want a, you know, full group for the one outdoor, you know, big mm-hmm. stage festival. So we try to be, you know, I think you have to try to be as versatile as you can,
yeah.
You know, and offer as much as you can just to keep working as a, you know, as a band or musician.
And you guys are playing out of the Roanoke, Virginia area, right? In and around that park,
right?
Yeah,
How
far do you get to travel? Are you doing some out of state type gigs, or is it still more regionally?
Yeah, we're, you know, we have this discussion quite a bit, but. I'm not sure why this is, but a lot of times, you know, we get more work out of state and out of the area than we do in Roanoke.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. You know, there's lots of great bands and artists in Roanoke. There's lots of good stuff going on, but you know, a lot of times you go out of state and people hear something new, and maybe it's because we're not local. You know, they hear new stuff coming into their area. You know, they seem to want to have us back, so we've been, you know, pretty happy getting to go, you know, in a multi-state radius around, you know, Roanoke and Virginia here, which has worked out pretty well. We hope to, you know, keep that up in practicality. You know, you can only go so far.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're full-time with a, you know, a tour bus and some other things going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's fun to go to different places. It's really a lot of fun and talk to new people.
Is full time on the radar for you guys, or are you pretty content to kind of do your day gig thing and then do the weekend warrior type approach?
Well, I tell you what, everybody in the band is super practical, and I mean, Eric works as a full time musician, and
okay.
like I said, he's very versatile, and you know, the rest of us are practical in the sense that we've got day jobs, but, you know, as far as, you know, the four of us, I've never met, you know, a bunch of people or a band that I've worked with that is as focused on music and as passionate about art and music and trying to, refine our craft. And, you know, I would say that certainly if an opportunity came up to where we could do it full time, mm-hmm. I think all of us would jump at the chance to do that. But until that time gets here, then we're, you know, just keep up the day jobs to help, you know, pay for recordings and photos and, you know, stuff we need to pay for.
So, and you have a new record out, right?
Yes. It'll be out next month, I think, we'll probably release it.
Okay, so it's not quite out yet.
Yeah, it's all recorded. We just did the final edits 2 days ago, so it's all recorded. It's just a matter of getting some artwork finalized and getting everything sent in and duplicated.
And what's that going to be called?
I think it's going to be called To Last. We haven't voted on the name of the album yet. That usually is the very last thing we do.
Okay.
So we'll put it up to a vote, but I think it's the name of a song on the album, and that's probably going to turn out to be the name of the record. So we'll see. I could get outvoted on that one, but
yeah.
I'm fine with that.
And are you still performing as Carrington K, or do you have a different name when it's the quartet?
No, it's the same. It's the same name. It's kind of it's kind of a versatile name as well.
Sure,
and the
yeah.
fact that, it could be a quartet or it could be a duo, because most people who, at gigs and stuff always ask us, where's the name from? So we kind of have to explain it anyway. So it seems to work for, no matter what the setting is. So we'll just keep on trucking with that.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a new single out though, right? Am I correct in that?
Yeah. Well, the first one's going to be a thing called Since I Left Virginia is the
yeah.
name of it.
Okay.
And I think that's the one you heard a couple clips from, and
sure.
it's more of a kind of an up-tempo, kind of Americana bluegrassy.
Yeah, it does have a grassy feel. Yeah.
And it helps a lot to have Kurt. He's got a lot of good solos and a lot of good, riffs in that thing to kind of drive it pretty hard. And it's kind of an up-tempo kind of thing. And, lyrically, there's a couple, two or three different ways you can take, the content of the lyrics, I think. But people really seem to like that one. And, we've got some videos. We recorded some videos to it down at the studio as well. When we were recording, so we'll release those as well, probably on all the social media
mm-hmm.
type stuff and our website and YouTube and all those types of things sometime soon. So
did you all write most of the songs for the new record?
Let's see. Yeah, we did. I mean, I pretty much wrote everything with some help from the band.
Mm-hmm.
I'll always say that I'm, that's my passion and that's what I like to do. And, I'm a very mediocre guitar player and a even less mediocre singer. but I do like to, I like to write, I write a good tune once a year, I think. And so I'm still trying to, hone my songwriting craft. But,
sure. Yeah.
So I like to write the songs, but it really helps, band we have now, the instrumentation of it and the personalities and talent of everybody really helps craft the music. I mean, I'll do most of the lyrics and melodies and, chord structure and, roadmaps, but I never tell people what parts to play. It's like if I bring a new tune, to practice, there's a skeleton there, and everybody's so creative that after we've gone through it a couple of times and everybody puts what they're hearing in their ear on
yeah.
the song, then it really takes up a character of its own. And so I'm just super happy to have such talented people around me that can help turn a song into something really meaningful and worthwhile, and just really help develop it and put it in the place that it's supposed to be.
Yeah. So what is the so you think it comes out roughly next month or so? What's a tour look like, playing schedule to be playing the new music out for folks? What does that look
yeah,
like?
Sure. It a lot of that stuff's still kind of getting finalized. So it should come out next month, and we've got a couple CD release shows that are going to be down this way. We'll do one in Salem, and the Roanoke Symphony has been huge supporters of us, and we always do a CD release show every time we do one down at their Campbell Avenue space.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just super to work with, and So we'll do one there, and then we're gonna, you know, we got some stuff in the works to go out of town as well, and you know, probably down to the coast. Williamsburg, Richmond area, just because we've got lots of friends and fans down that way, and then hopefully, you know, we'll do some shows before the holidays, you know, out of state as well. Maybe head to a couple spots in North Carolina and Tennessee that kind of like us a lot and do some stuff down there.
Will folks get to see you on the festival circuit in the spring?
I hope so. You know, I kind of do all my own booking for, you know, for the group, and you know, it takes a lot of time, as you well know, along with all the other, you know, trying to work in the band, a full-time job, and you know, I do the best I can, and you know, we've been fortunate to, you know, to have some you know, festivals, you know, hire us and you know, have us back the last couple of years. So we're just trying to continue to build on that, and hopefully we can get some, you know, some more festivals coming up this year. I think the time you know, to book those things will be sometime here soon. You know, it's a good time to schedule those as the weather gets
right
for the next season.
Yeah.
And I might even have read that in your magazine in an article at some point.
Yeah.
So we're just hoping to get out there because the festival crowd is such a good, you know, the people there are always, you know, super, you know, welcoming, and they, you know, really enjoy hearing original music.
Sure,
and,
yeah.
You know, and so those are the things we really like to play. And I hope we can get, you know, a few more of those added to our lineup, you know, springtime next year. And if as we do get stuff scheduled, we always put those on our website as well, which is carringtonk.com. So we always try to update our schedule on that, as well as, you know, Facebook and all that other type stuff.
Yeah, so. Good. I was going to ask you to share the website. So you did that, and you think the name of the new record is To Last. So we'll certainly watch for that and watch for you guys out on the road. And congratulations on that, and good luck with that. And we appreciate the chance to learn more about your new music and the updated band, and it's exciting.
Well, thank you. And, I've always appreciated working with you over the last few years. And I don't read lots of magazines, basically none, but I always like when I get your magazine in the mail, I like the hand copy, and it's like unraveling a Christmas gift every time I get it in the mailbox.
Great. Well, I appreciate that. We certainly appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob.
It really makes me happy and kind of stay above, you know, stay on top of what's going on in the music scene. And, you know, the articles, you can always learn something useful in those.
Good.
So
we hope so.
Always enjoy that. Thank you for what you do for the music.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frenino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.